is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hungary is unlikely to use Russia's coronavirus vaccine to do its limited production capacity. That's what Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Sunday. He also criticized the EU's vaccine acquisition approach. Often at odds with Brussels over democratic standards, Orban has sent experts to monitor vaccine development in Russia and China and receive samples of Moscow's controversial Sputnik V jab. We know that the Russian vaccine is good, but there's not enough of it and probably will not be, as there are production capacity limits. That's what Orban said in an interview on Hungarian public radio. He added that the Chinese vaccine is more promising and would likely be available sooner and in greater quantities. In November, Budapest boasted that Hungary was the first European country to receive test samples of the Russian vaccine. Western and Russian experts, too, have raised concerns over the fast-track drug, which is yet to be approved for marketing inside the bloc by the EU's European Medicines Agency. Critics have also described Sputnik V as a tool to bolster Russia's geopolitical influence. Orban said Sunday, however, that he is not happy with the pace of vaccine acquisition from the EU and that there were manufacturers whose products were available sooner in Canada, the UK, and in Israel than in the EU. This is him talking. He said his country would continue to look after the Eastern Relations Contact Network since Brussels is not doing that. And India's drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. Both vaccines are being produced in India. This is VOA News. At least four people were killed and several others wounded this weekend when a suicide bomber drove a vehicle into a construction site near Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Security officials and witnesses said the explosion occurred at a heavily guarded construction site run by a Turkish company on a road between Mogadishu and the city of Afgoye. A government spokesman has confirmed the attack. In a statement, the Somali prime minister said three Somali government soldiers and two Turkish nationals were killed in the attack. The statement said such attacks would not deter Somalia from continuing development projects that benefit the country. A statement on Twitter by the Turkish foreign minister said that four people, including a Turkish citizen, were lost in the attack and that four other Turkish nationals were injured. A new requirement for U.S. shell companies aims to close down a major avenue for global money laundering and tax evasion. The Corporate Transparency Act was included in the U.S. Defense Appropriations Bill passed into law by Congress late Friday. Lawmakers passed that measure by overriding President Donald Trump's veto, a first for his presidency. The law requires the disclosure of the owners of shell companies that have been used in the past to hide billions of dollars. Owners must be disclosed to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. While the law requires only that they disclose themselves to federal authorities and not the general public, transparency advocates say it's a huge step against those investors who have previously been able to use shell companies to launder their suspect wealth through the world's largest economy. The United Nations estimates that $800 billion to $2 trillion is laundered through the global financial system every year. U.S. media are reporting that vandals have targeted the homes of Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell and Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi with graffiti, fake blood, and a pig's head. Messages reading, "We're sick, my money," and "Mitch kills the poor" were daubed on McConnell's front door and window in Louisville, Kentucky. Meanwhile, a pig's head and fake blood were left outside Pelosi's San Francisco home. The vandalism, reported on January 2nd, followed intense debate over a COVID-19 stimulus bailout that would include a one-time stimulus payment to Americans under a certain income level. A long-awaited $900 billion pandemic relief package was finally approved on Christmas Eve. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.